We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes Samad Aleph, and we are beginning Kuf Ches Mabez, four lines from the bottom, Tanur Rabbanim, Kuf Ches Mabez. Zot Gemara, Tanur Rabbanim, HaKol Chayovim Ba'arba Kois Alolu. Everyone is Chayiv in the Dalet Koises, Echad Anoshim, Sai Men, Vech Anoshim, Woman, Ve'echad Tanoikis. Even children are Chayiv in Arba Koises. Om Rabbi Yehuda, B'chimat Ta'elis Yash Tanoikis V'yayin. What Ta'elis do Tanoikis have in drinking wine? So the way the Rashbam learns the Gemara, Rashbam learns, Chimat tells Yesh Tanoikis means they're part of a mitzvah. Means in Rashbam's learning, we're not talking about Tanoikis that are Gia Lechinuch, and still the Tanakama held they should drink the Arba Koises, because Shigam Heim Nigalu, it says in the Rashbam, Shigam Heim Nigalu, and Rahu tied it back, no, they're not Gia Lechinuch. That's the way the Rashbam learns the Machlaikis. The Ran, on the other hand, learns that, of course we're talking about Gia Lechinuch. Tanakama says that Yechayiv in Arba Koises, talking about someone's Gia Lechinuch. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's taina mata el zeh shtenekes b'yayin? Zokt around like this. Kolayma the b'chi ha loy shayach chanchah b'mitzvahs. By wine is not shayach to give him chinuch b'mitzvahs. Kiven she'in nenim. They don't have enough wine. V'smeichim boy. They don't get happy with it. Ein lam derecheres. By him is not derecheres. So the way the Ran learns the Gemara of Azgon b'gil chinuch, and the kasha is that Rehuda's taina is that lecharet it's not age appropriate for them. The chinuch of wine. It's not their age group where they drink wine. And only when they get older, so therefore, his taina is that they don't have to drink dalet koises. So what do you do for the kids? El mechalkim lehem kloyos ve'egoizim be'erev Pesach, or the lashon is the girsa is on Pesach, that you give them, take out the word erev Pesach, you give them nuts and these grains, roasted grains be'erev Pesach. They shouldn't fall asleep and they should ask questions at night. You give them candies, you give them treats, you give them nuts, and therefore they won't fall asleep. So the Avad is not din dalet koises, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because either because not gila chinuch or because the children don't enjoy wine. So what do you do? It's not really makom dalet koises. What do you do for the pesum and nisa to make sure they stay up? You give them kloyos ve'egoizim. Omro lava Rabbi Akiva, shei mechalek kloyos ve'egoizim v'tenoikis, Be'er Pesach, kidei so yishanu v'yishalu. They say on Rabbi Akiva, or the gear says Rabbi Tarfin, that they said on these gedolim, Mitaka did that. They gave the children nuts and roasted grains, treats, in order they shouldn't fall asleep. Tanya, Rabbi Lozoy, Imer, Chutvin matzos belele tvachim, belele psachim. You grab matzos belele psachim, shil tenoikis lo yishanu, in order the children shouldn't fall asleep. What does that mean? So in the Rashbam, there are three pshatim, what that means. What does it mean, Chutvin matzos? Shot number one is that you pick up the ka'ara. You pick up the ka'ara in order to tanoikis should ask questions. You pick up the ka'ara and has on the ka'ara the matzos, the maror, the beis tafshil, and you pick it up, they should ask questions. That's one pshat. Another pshat in choyt v'matzah, that's pshat number one. Pshat number two is in the Rashbam, choyt v'matzah means you should eat very quickly. So the kids shouldn't fall asleep. Eat quickly, move the seder along quickly. You shouldn't, that's choyt v'matzah means eat quickly. The kids should not fall asleep. The third shot in the Rashbam Chayit Matzah means that you should take away the food from the children. Don't give them too much food, because when someone eats a lot of food, they fall asleep. So if they have the whole Suda right away, they're going to be tired, they're going to fall asleep. Keep away the food from them, this way you'll keep them up. So that's the three shot we have on the page of Chayit Matzah. Shot number one is that you should eat fast, that's the order, eat quickly. Shot number two is you pick up the Ka'ara to show everyone that will make them ask questions. And shot number three is, you take away food from them, they shouldn't fall asleep. Now, we know that there's a fourth pshat. The Rambam says, the Lashon, v'choyt v'matzah zem izeh. They grab the matzah from each other. And Zok t'chok Yaakov, in Simon, Tof Ayin Beis, Siv Kotten Beis, he says, v'efshir, sh'mizeh nespashet ha'minig, sh'menichim l'tenoikis lach t'vaf v'koymen. They allow the children to grab the afikoyman, it comes from here. To take the afikoyman, it goes from here. Notice, it doesn't say anything about gzela. They don't steal the afikoyman. Jews don't steal, but they grab the afikoyman. That's the varlach toif, and it comes from this thing to keep them awake. This way, you know, you keep them exciting. That's the makaras from this gemara. Chaytvin matzas leilei psachim. Tanya Omer lo Rabbi Akiva miyom of leomar hegia eis lamay de beis hamedrash. But he never said ever, it's time to leave the Beis Medrash now. Chus ma'arvi psachim, besides for Erev Pesach, for Erev Yom Kippurim. Now, why would you tell them to stop learning Erev Pesach or Erev Yom Kippurim? Erev Pesach, v'shul tenaikis, t'esho yishanu. So the children shouldn't fall asleep. What does that mean? So the Rashbam has two pshatim, it means. Because remember, you stop including Erev Pesach so the children should fall asleep. What does God do with that? Zok the Rashbam, first pshat, is, so you should be there to put the kids to sleep. You should be home in the afternoon to put the kids to sleep. That's one pshat. And the other pshat is, it means you shouldn't learn till evening in order to get home on time to start the Seder. That's second pshat. So Tosfos doesn't like the Rashbam's first pshat. He says, look at the top Tosfos, worth to see it. Lo nehira, the atul yuchlu lishem b'le'aviyem, they can't go to bed at the father, the father in a bedtime story. The Tosfos doesn't understand that what's the father doing. He should be learning. The kids go to sleep themselves, only the father. But Tam Shani Shapir Shem Yaakwach Yakshach Harbe. So you don't have to stop in the middle of the day, stop by night. You have to stop learning at 2 o'clock in the afternoon because you have to be home by night. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, Tosfos says the whole different shot. That means they stop learning at night. Usually on a night of Yontif, they went to learn. The only time they didn't go to learn was on Pesach night. They didn't go to learn. They should be able to teach the kids and stay with the kids the whole night to teach them about Sipur, to have the mitzvah Sipur Tzidkus Mitzrayim. Very people can put them, why do they have to stop learning? They should feed the children, and they much why can they feed themselves? They say because they could have ate themselves in the Beis Medrash. They have to be home to help feed the children. Akapanim, that's the Gemara says over here, that they on Erev Pesach, they stop learning in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah Sipur Tzidkus Mitzrayim, Beroyv Hidden. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Tanar Abonim. Now we're going to take a break. I'm not going to talk about the Seder. We're talking about all every Yomtiv. Tanar Abonim. Chayiv Odom L'Sameach Bonov Ubnei Beisoy Beregel. There's a chayiv for a person to be Mesameach, his children and his wife on Yomtiv. Shinem, it says in the Pasuk, V'Samachta B'Chagecha. And the Pasuk goes further. V'Samachta B'Chagecha Ato Uvincho V'Techo V'Avduchah V'Amoscha V'Alev V'Ger V'Yosem V'Lashav V'Sherecha. It's a mitzvah to mesameach your whole entire household, and it's a mitzvah, the raisa, it sounds like v'samachta b'chagecha. So ma'at mesamachtam, how do you mesamchem, how do you make simcha in the house? But yayin with wine. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, it depends. Every person is appropriate for them. Anoshim for men, b'roya lehem, whatever's appropriate for them. Anoshim b'roya lehem, and women, whatever's b'roya for them. And it explains, anoshim b'roya lehem, but yayin with wine. V'noshim b'may, how you mesameach women? Tana Rav Yosef v'bavel in bavel b'gdei tzevayim with colorful clothing. Beretz Yisrael b'gdei pishto megatzim with pressed linen clothing. Like Tosfos speaks out in bavel, they didn't know how to do it well. Their giyitz wasn't the correct way of doing giyitz; it was basically like washing. They didn't know how to do giyitz, so in Eretz Yisrael b'gdei pishto megatzim, that was very nice for them. Now, this din of mesameach b'yayin is dafka b'zman hazeh. But like the Gemara's going to say in a second, b'zman b'yis ha-mikdash, it was ein simcha el abos ha-shlom. But hayoim, the simcha is b'yayin. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda b'mesei ro'im, b'zman sh'b'yis ha-mikdash kayyem, ein simcha el abos ha. Then simcha is only with abos ha. Shenema, v'zavacht ha-shlomim, v'achalt ha-shom, v'samacht l'afnei ha-shom l'kecha. You see, v'samacht comes after v'zavacht ha-shlom, v'achalt ha-shom. That the wine gladdens the hearts of people, which means it makes them happy, and therefore the mitzvah is wine. It's a big machlokes Rishonim if v'smacht v'gechel ma'is is a mitzvah deraisa hayoyim. It's a machlokes the Rambam sounds like it isn't deraisa. Tosfos and Moed Katan sounds like it's derabanan, but it's zikha mitzvah. That you have to be mesameach on Yom Tov. And just wine, just a way to become mesameach. But there's a mitzvah of simcha. The goyin, famous goyin, said that was the hardest mitzvah to mekayim. Mesameach v'gecha. You have to be happy for 7 days straight. You can't get upset at all for anything. It's a very hard mitzvah to mekayim, to be happy the whole time. Mesameach v'gecha. If you drink wine, definitely helps. But it's a big shaila. You have to drink wine every day of Chol HaMoed. Also, there's Mechagas Chaim Kievsky and Abayash, but being arrived from the Gemara, the Gemara on the Erevin that we learned. The Gemara there says that the sound was not, Yain wasn't Motsu in Chol HaMoed. It sounds like when I Gemara, they say, but right, you don't drink wine. It's like the Yash, not right. Then we're talking about Mikdosh when you had Bosa. So that's when you have wine Motsu. But Hayoim, Lamai says, Zich L'Chatchila to drink wine, even though they say that we didn't see our forefathers, you know, do it, and you know, let's the door and door before. They didn't seem to be macked on wine every day. So what's that? And so Tarek says, because the wine was much harder to get in the old days. In Europe and all days, it's much harder to get wine. Now it's much easier to get wine.
It's okay in Milan.
Right, yeah. And before that, it was even harder. It's a massive brewer. They made the Kiddush on pass almost every week. That was a normal thing. They Kiddush on bread. It was very hard to get wine. But now that we have wine, it's definitely an Indian to drink wine every day. Okay, so that comes out. That's the mitzvah of Simcha. Om Rav Yitzchak. Now I'm going to go into discuss the sheer revius a little bit. Om Rav Yitzchak. Kasta de Marisa is a certain measuring cup that they used for fish juice, fish fat. The Havah B'tzipari, he Havah's Kemen Luga the Mikdashah. That was the same size as the Lug in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubamishar and Revius Pesach, and that's how you figure out the Revius Pesach, because you have four kaisis. Revius means a quarter of a Lug, by the way. For those who don't know, Revius is a quarter, means a quarter of a Lug. So this thing was a sheer Lug, so four cups, order four Revius is how much? One Lug. So with this look, you can make divide into four, and you have four cups of wine. Rav Yechanan, there was a certain shear, a certain measuring amount. It was called tamnaisa. So tamnaisa kamdmaisa, the early tamnaisa, they have mitvaria, they used to have mitvaria, like Rishvam brings down, the Gemara and says in Saita, there's something called a toiman or ochla. These are different shiurim. So this tamnaisa kadmaisa the haver tveria have yisera al da. It's more than an hour tamnaisa revia by revias, and Obama's training revias pesach. Want to figure out how much a revias is? So pesach, you know, want to use for the dalek kaisis. You figure out the difference. You take the old measure and the new measure, and you figure out the difference. The difference is that's how much a revias is. You fill one up. The bigger one up, you pour it into a smaller one, whatever's left, that's a revius. That's an order of revius, because there's bigger revius. Rav Chista. Rav Chista now is going to tell you the value, the size of the cup that can hold a revius. Rav Chista. Revius shal Torah is etzba'ayim al etzba'ayim. The shear is, it's two etzba'is by two etzba'is, berum etzba'ayim, v'chatzi etzba, v'chayim etzba. And the height is two etzba'is, two and a half etzba'is, and a fifth of an etzba. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly the cheshbon. K'detayin to the brisa, v'rochatz b'mayim is called basari. The pasuk is talking about someone being toivel in a mikvah. It says v'rochatz b'mayim is called basari. Shelo yehei davar chaytzis b'misar l'mayim. You shouldn't have a chatzitza between you, the person, and the water. And it says b'mayim, not b'mayim. Teaches us b'mayim b'mei mikvah. It has to be mei mikvah. It can't be mayim shuvim. It's called basari. That teaches us mayim shkol gufa elabahem. It has to be enough water that the whole guf could fit into it. And Chazal told you how much is that? Bekamahein, what's the shear? Amal amma barum sholish amas. It's amma by a amma, three amas high. V'shiru chachamim shir me mikvah abamsa. And we know when it's amma by amma, three amas high, the shear is 40 sa. So from that we're going to figure out the revius. So how do you figure out the revius? So let's figure this out. Remember, it's an amma by three ammas. And now we're going to figure out the shear revius. So first, we have to a few klalim. An amma is six tefachim. That's the facts. And a tefach is four etzbayis. So it comes out that you have here, let's say, an amma by amma with three ammas high. Three ammas is 18 tefachim, which, and each tefach is four etzbayis. So let's say you divide it by 16. If you divide it by 16, you divide this by 16. We're just trying to make this smaller and smaller until we get to the shear of revius. Now, 18 times. Remember, it's 18 tefachim, and times 4 is bias. You can use a calculator. You can tell what 18 times 4 is. What's 18 times 4 is 72. So it's 72 as bias. If you divide that by 16. Divide that by 16, it should come out to 4.5. That's what it should come out. 4.5 etzbayis. That's what comes out? 4.5 etzbayis. Which means it's a tefach and each. So divided by 16 is a tefach and an etzba. So we knocked it down, let's say, divided by 16 is 4.5 etzbayis. Now, if you also take 40 sa and you knock it down by 16, that's two down to 2.5 sa. So now it comes like this. Amma amma by 4.5. By 4.5 tvachim, by 4.5 etzbayis, is 2.5 sa. Okay? 2.5 sa is 4.5 etzbayis. Okay. So now, you take 4.5 It's 4.5 etzbayis. It's we're saying it's 4.5 etzbayis. So there, you're gonna how many chaimshim? 4.5 etzbayis is how many chaimish etzbayis? 4.5 is 22.5 fifths. Why? Because four tefachim is 20 fifths. And then, right, so it gets to it comes out as 22.5 chaimish etzbayis. Let's say we knock that down, we take off two-thirds of that. We're taking out two-thirds of that. It's 13.5 chaimish etzbayis. If you take two-thirds off 2.5 saw, it's 1.5 saw. So now we have 1.5 saw equals 13.5 chaimish etzbayis, which is how much? 13.5 chaimish etzbayis, it's 2 etzbayis plus 1.5 etzba plus a chaimish etzba. Just figure this out. It's very simple here. 13.5 chaimish etzbayis, 10 chaimish is 2 etzbayim, and then you have 2.5 is a half etzba plus 1 chaimish etzba. So 13.5 is the shear which the Gemara gave. 2 etzbayis, 2.5 etzbayis plus a chaimish etzba, which equals how much? 1.5 saw, okay? 1.5 saw is 36 log, because every saw is 24 log. 1.5 saw is 36 log. Okay, so we have an amma by 2.5 and a chaimish etzbayis. That's 36 lugim. Split it up into 30, when you have this amma by amma, is how much? It's 6 tefachim, it's 36 tefachim, square tefachim. Split that now up to a lug each one. So now we know, a tefach by a tefach, with a height of 2 etzbayis, a lug. With a height of 2.5 etzbayis and a chaimish is a lug. Okay, each tefach by a tefach. Now, each tefach by a tefach is 4 by 4 etzbayim. So if you take now a box of there of 2 etzbayim by 2 etzbayim, it's a quarter of a lug, which is a revius. Look back at the Gemara. What's a revius? A revius is 2 etzbayim by 2 etzbayim with a height of 2.5 etzbayim and a chaimish. If it's imperfectly, that's the shear of revius ha lug.